Radio.
Popular to contrary belief, I don't just read Catholic periodicals. I do read the Wall Street Journal and the Australian Financial Review, although the latter is getting less and less interesting as each edition comes out. And a few years ago when I was reading the Wall Street Journal, I was reading about a large American brokerage firm that boasted in its commercials, "When we speak, people listen." And the ads usually featured a young professional person bringing a restaurant's chatter to a halt simply to mention where he worked. Well, God speaks to us every day in many different ways, though sometimes it's hard to hear him through the crowded noise going on around us. But he is speaking. He can speak to us even through someone who isn't directly speaking to us at all. This is what God did in the jail where Paul and Silas were imprisoned that we read this morning in our first reading. Despite their wounds from a severe beating, they sang hymns to God. The jailer might not have gone to sleep that night listening to the apostles' praise, and the other prisoners, presumably dangerous criminals, didn't mock these two strangers. Instead, as we read, they listened, enraptured by their songs. Although the singing wasn't directed at them, the other prisoners heard and were touched. The apostles' praise was so profound, in fact, that the foundations of the jail shook, as we read this morning. It was both an unexpected place and an unexpected time. But God used the earthquake and the hymns to speak to both the jailer and the prisoners that night. The prisoners were so touched that they didn't run for their freedom when they had the chance. And it's likely that God used the prisoners' response to speak to the jailer and bring him closer to conversion. We don't know when or how God will speak to us next. It may be through a homily, hopefully this one, directed at us, or through a hymn we sing at Mass. But maybe it will be through an overheard conversation, a sentence we read by chance, or a billboard we see on the road. God's word to us today may echo softly in our thoughts or occur as a powerful stirring in our hearts. No matter how he chooses to speak to us, one thing is certain, God will speak. So let's try our best today to be alert. Let's try to listen for what God will say next to us. Who knows? Maybe it will be a message that rocks our world. Father, we want to hear your voice. Open our ears and our eyes and our hearts to catch what you are saying to us. Amen.
Radio.org.au